a natural doctor, and I have 1,600 patients. Many are vaccinated, just to give you a little bit of backstory about my credibility. What I've seen so far and what I've learned is all information from physicians, medical physicians, natural physicians, and also immunization, virology doctors, things like that, and then also nurses. So what I'm about to share with you is the first vaccine, the second vaccine, and then the boosters and what it does to your body. The first vaccine, as it goes into your body, it has a small amount of saline and then a bunch of ingredients that are very catastrophic to your cellular system. What that does to your immune system, which is your bone marrow, your thymus gland, your spleen, and all other systems associated with your immune system, it decreases the ability to produce white blood cells by 50% from your first vaccine. Then 8 weeks later, which is white blood cell reproductive system, so your ability to make another generation of white blood cells is 8 weeks. That's why they set it up 8 weeks later, to hit it again. So you hit the white blood cell ability while it's down. So now what you do is now they decrease the saline in the second one, and they increase the harmful ingredients. So now you have a shift in the ingredients. So they decrease the saline and increase. So now there's a shift. And then what they do is that second dose attacks your ability to make white blood cells by an additional 25%. So now you only have a white blood cell ability, like the ability to make white blood cells functioning at 25%. So you just wiped out 75% of your military and the ability to make that military. Then what they do is they set in the booster. The booster has 81 strands of foreign bacteria that your cells have never come across. So you don't have the antibodies to fight it, but you only have 25% of your white blood cell production to be able to fight it. So it's a losing battle. So then what starts to happen is you start to get chronic inflammation that goes to the areas that you had predisposition. So if you were someone that has gut health issues, that's your area that is going to focus on, and you're going to have inflammation in the gut health. If it's respiratory, if you have tumor or cancer, or if you have, say, endometriosis, or you have a skin condition, whatever that is, it's going to inflame that area, because now the body has hit the sympathetic nervous system, which is the fight or flight, and the body is in a chronic inflammatory state with a low immunity and a low immune response. Then you get your second booster. What the second booster has is it has 8 strands of HIV. And now what that does is it completely shuts off your ability to make white blood cells. And if you Google what that disease is, it is HIV. So now we have people that are walking around with no immune system, no ability to make an immune system, 81 strands of foreign bacteria, and then also 8 strands of foreign HIV, along with all the other harmful ingredients. And then they remove all the saline from the first and second booster. Now, to make matters worse, during this process, 20 to 30% of the population is going to die every single series of this process. There's 4 series. They have 3 more boosters that are coming out. And the reason why is because once they make you so that your immune system can't make white blood cells anymore, you become dependent on the boosters to survive, just like someone becomes dependent on insulin. Big Pharma is looking for people that either die off to protect our population control, and then those that don't die off, we will have reoccurring customers for life with the boosters, so that they will be able to maintain income and collect the money back from all the funding that they put in to make these vaccines in the first place. So hope that was helpful. I hope that you listen to this properly, and I hope that you take the time to do your own critical thinking and just give it 2 to 3 years. Every single animal that participated in this study for any of these vaccines had 100% death rate. And I encourage you all to just take a moment, look around you, and just wait it out. And let's just see let nature take its course, and let's just see what happens. Thank you.